National Counterterrorism Center Director Michael Leiter spoke bluntly to Senate lawmakers.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab should not have stepped onto a plane on Christmas Day. The counterterrorism system collectively failed, and I, along with Director Blair and Secretary Napolitano and others, want to tell you and the American people the same thing we told the president, that we have to do better.
Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab allegedly tried to detonate a homemade bomb on board the Northwest Airlines flight, but it failed to detonate. Leiter said that, contrary to what many people believe, the intelligence failure is different from the one that preceded the terrorist attacks on the United States in September 11, 2001.
It was not a failure to share intelligence. Instead, it was a failure to connect, integrate, and fully understand the intelligence that we had collected.
Senator Joseph Lieberman said intelligence officials need to find a way to cross-check names of suspected terrorists on various databases to strengthen national security. He said it is infuriating that Abdulmutallab was able to board the plane, citing systemic failures and human errors. In cases where government employees failed to fulfill their responsibilities, Senator Lieberman demanded accountability.
In these cases, they should be disciplined or removed.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano indirectly laid the blame for the foiled attack on the intelligence officials sitting next to her, pointing out that Abdulmutallab was not on the no-fly list. But Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair said that since 2008, there has been political pressure to take names off the list because it causes inconveniences for average passengers.
Shame on us for giving into that pressure. We have now greatly expanded the no-fly list from what it was on December 24th.
Several senators expressed anger about the Obama administration's decision to try Abdulmutallab in U.S. federal court, with all the rights that that entails, instead of trying him in a military tribunal. Republican Senator John McCain said unclassified reports show the alleged bomber was providing information to law enforcement officials until he was provided a lawyer as part of the civilian justice process.
If that's the case, I think it's a terrible mistake. I think it's a terrible, terrible mistake when it's pretty clear that this individual did not act alone.
National Intelligence Director Blair told the Senate committee that he was not consulted on whether Abdulmutallab should be questioned by the recently created high-value detainee interrogation group. Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano and the National Counterterrorism Center Director Leiter said they, too, were not consulted on the decision as to who should question Abdulmutallab. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.